to give them a chance to practice passing traffic and to try to encourage other youths to participate and then share and learn about basic weather information.
The Skywarn Youth Net uses a system of linked repeaters from various parts of the United States, along with All-Star Link, Echo Link, DMR, and Yaesu Fusion. Meeting on Sunday evenings at 7:30 p.m. Central Time, the net gives young hams an opportunity to share weather reports and learn more about participating in severe weather activations. Anyone young or old is invited to check in. For more information, you can visit skywarnyouth.net. This is Randy Sly, W4XJ.
The first spacecraft to orbit the Earth via the North and South Poles, the Fram-2, has offered some unprecedented views of both poles and some high-flying ham radio transmissions, just as promised. John Williams, VK4JJW, brings us up to date.
Hours after the launch of the private Fram-2 spacecraft from the U.S. on March 31st, astronaut Robbie O'Rugger began the space team's scheduled transmissions of SSTV imagery, an exercise conducted as part of a high school and university competition for students. It was, however, a voice contact with the DK0TU Amateur Radio Club at the Technical University of Berlin that was among the Fram-2's earliest QSOs. The brief question-and-answer session from space took place at the university where the German-born astronaut had once been a student herself. Much of the Fram-2's ham radio activity was designed to be SSTV transmissions from space, carrying the four astronauts' views of the polar regions. They were transmitted in fragments, puzzle-style, challenging students around the world to piece them together to form a complete picture. The Fram-2 mission is named to honor the Norwegian-built ship Fram that carried researchers on polar explorations in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. This amateur contact and all transmissions that were to follow engaged in another form of exploration. In anticipation of the decommissioning of the International Space Station by 2030, hams have been in search of other possible sources for radio contacts from space. To hear the QSO between the astronaut and the students in Berlin, see the link in the text version of this week's script at arnewsline.org. This is John Williams, VK4JJW.
An amateur radio operator who gained a following in western Pennsylvania as a DJ and later the host of conservative talk radio has become a silent key.
Amateur Radio Newsline will continue in 20 seconds, played by KE6GBK.